Okay. Here we are. I hope you are hearing me. Good evening. It works? Yeah. Good evening, everybody. If you come a little bit closer, it's better. All right. Good evening. I'm Marco Lanata. I'm the general manager of Pirelli Hangar Bicocca. I will say just a few words of welcoming before introducing Giovanna Madasi. She is responsible of a cultural program in Pirelli Hangar Bicocca, as well as she has been the editor of the catalog with Anser Kiefer, and of course, Anser Kiefer. I have to say that any time we had the opportunity to have Anser Kiefer with us is a great honor and a great pleasure. I mean, you all probably recall that the very beginning of Pirelli Hangar Bicocca in 2004 was the Seven Heavenly Palaces works with Anser. He had definitely a vision at that time for, I mean, at the time being, this building was just an industrial dismissed building. So it's many years have passed, but that's been a beginning of quite a long story. I want to thank, besides Anser Kiefer, also Francesco Alfano Miglietti and the Brera Academy and his director, Francesco Iovene, for making this day possible, as well as Lia Ruma. She was Lia Ruma since the very beginning, from the very start, also an inspiration for making this work possible. I also want to thank Paolo Poteno, Galleria Lia Ruma, and Valtrod Forelli, that collaborated during the production of the book dedicated to this work. It's a great honor, I repeat, to welcome once again for Pirelli Hangar Bicocca, the artist who created this work in 2005. And I recall also that in a survey a few years ago, the citizen of Milan elected this work as the most outstanding works of contemporary art in the city of Milan. So I mean, Anser is really an honored citizen of the city of Milan from any point of view. Thank you very much again.
You can be now mayor of Milan, no?
The mayor, I don't know if it's a good idea, but it's a possibility.
So how do you put okay. it? Like this, yes. No? Okay. Now you hear me?
You hear us?
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hear me? Yes. Okay. Of course, I join Marco Lanata in this thanking. And I just wanted to add a few words that we call this a work of art, but it has become, as Marco said, also a place and in a way a home. As Kiefer said in one of his lessons at the Académie de France, the word building and the word living in German have the same root. And these buildings have become, with time, really a home for many, many people in Milan, and we can see how many people come today. But also a home for important moments in the life of the city. For instance, in 2015, the Expo, which was a public event who really changed the destiny and the face of this city, started here with 800 people, scientists, scholars, philosophers, who joined here, and it was called the Expo of the Ideas, and I think it was not by chance that they decided to bring idea in this iconic place. It has become a place of encounter, of connections among different languages of knowledge, music, science, poetry, the idea of a community. We are, as most of you know, held beautiful concert, especially contemporary classical music here. We have symposiums and every kind of cultural events. A work of art that Kiefer has conceived from the very beginning as a place that calls to be inhabited, to be entered, to be experienced. A space for art, which is, in the word of the artist, well separated from the everyday reality, but open to the search of a more meaningful reality, the reality of art. This is probably why so many people keep coming here over and over, each one looking for their own story, their own narrative. A place that is, in Kiefer words, both public and private, open to all, but different for each one of us. For an institution like Pirelli Hangar Bicocca that is committed to exhibiting art instead of collecting it, a permanent work is something of an anomaly. However, defining the Seven Heavenly Palaces as permanent limits its power, both as a work in itself and in relation to the space where it is located. Over the course of the years, the installation has undergone changes that have affected its orientation, use, flooring, and walkability, and finally, its very nature when in 2015, five large paintings were added under the curation of Vicente Todolì, our artistic director. Over time, this ability to redefine the relationship between the work of art and the institution, between the artist and the viewers, between the public and private spaces, has turned the Seven Heavenly Palaces into a living place capable of following and influencing various moments in the institution's life. It is much more than a permanent work. As Kiefer said, I want to conclude, ruins are a beginning, not an end, and in this case, this is particularly true. So this moment has been proposed for the will of the artist as a moment for the public, a moment to encounter the public at large, the public who loves this place, who keeps coming here. So the idea is that now Anselm can add a few words, and then we can start with a list of questions posed by the public.
When I came in this place, when was this, the first time?
2003.
I liked it so much because it was a place where people worked, you know? And I always look for places, for old places, where there was a lot of activity. And I see in my head all the traces of all the workers here, who worked, thousands and thousands of workers was worked here. And I like to be the continuation of that.
Okay, so maybe we can walk through the space, because the idea is really a view of the artwork and not just a lecture.
Not later.
After, please. And I kindly ask you to leave us some space, because you don't need to be close to here. And we can go in the middle of the space, maybe a bit more close to the work. And in the meantime, maybe.
You know, and it was so fantastic in 2014, or when was it? 14
the first and 15, 14 paintings.
When the Perellis gave me this room, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was not selbstverständlich, it was not done, you know?
Yeah.
And they trusted me and they said, do something.
Yeah, and you had a vision anyhow for, I mean, the place at the time was really an industrial dismissed building as well.
Yeah. For me, never dismissed.
Yeah, no, I know that you see a continuity.
I see still the people working here, really.
That's
you know?
True. That's
what
true.
You said, which I think is very significant, is this is not a site-specific work, but the building has become specific to this world. And it's very true, not only the building, but the institution, because as you said, as Emo said, the memory is an engine for new things. And this is really kind of an engine for this place. And all the new exhibition, the young artists that you just met,
you read Emo? You read Emo?
Some pieces.
I read some. Small bits.
Small
I can recommend it. The Italian philosopher, Andrea Emo. And he wrote wonderful texts. And I read not all, but most of them. And he said that we cannot do anything new without erinnerung, without remembering. We are the new, we are remembering, we are the new, when we can, when we auf es verzichten können. I don't know it in English.
We can accept it.
Thank you. So, yes, let's move a little bit.
Hello.
Okay.
Right among the public, the people.
Marco, se vuoi parlare, usa il microfono.
Non ce la chiedi. Sie müssten Deutsch sprechen. Das wäre besser.
Okay. So, not everybody knows, but this installation comprises more than 160 lead books.
Oh, uh-huh.
The book...
You counted them?
How personally.
How you did this?
Personally, at night. I climbed.
Oh.
So the book, also in your words, is an important mean of transmitting knowledge. So, but we can see this place also as a book, as a mean of transmitting knowledge.
And there is a very, very simple reason for the lead books. You know, in Japan, they build always a skyscrapers on lead because of the earthquakes. And lead is very soft, so it can receive the shock of the buildings, of the earthquakes. So for this was the first reason, yeah, to put lead. And then the books is always a secret in. You didn't discover it, I'm sure. But each page has a secret inside.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So now that makes me really curious.
So you can take some cranes, put them down, the first
and read it,
the last floor, and open the books and you will see.
Okay, so Marco, who's an architect, I don't know, he will be very happy of this, but we will do, promise. I also want to ask you, why of all the Kabbalah myths you chose that one of the Merkaba, the Sefer Hekalot, the Seven Heavenly Palace? Would you like us to tell us about it and how significant this myth has been for all your work, and if still is?
You know, these seven palaces, it still is in our even daily memory, because ich muss über sieben Brücken gehen.
I have to go over seven bridges.
Yes, there is a popular song. So this comes from this Hechalot, from the Kabbalah. People normally don't know about the Kabbalah, but it comes from there. So it means that the a man has to go up, and on sieben steps, sieben palaces, and first he loses legs, then he loses hands, and then he's just spirit. And this is very impressive when you read this in the original book. How this man gets more and more spiritual. Yeah. But it says in this old text, he doesn't go up only, he goes also down in his own interior spirit. Conscious spirit. And this is very important, because it means that the connection of the macrocosmos and the microcosmos. You know, that's what Einstein, all his life, tried to do, the connection between the macrocosmos and microcosmos, because in the macrocosmos, in the cosmos, there are other laws than in the microcosmos, the quarks. You know, the quarks is the slowest entity, the smallest entity, 10 to minus 36 potence. And this, there are other laws. Can you imagine? You cannot, there's no more gravity, there's other laws. And all the mathematicians, physicians today, try to find a connection with these two laws, with a string theory, for example. So the Hechalot, Merkaba mystic, they looked already for this connection. So what you find in mythology is very old, but it includes already our problems today.
Great, thank you. And so we can proceed with, maybe we can proceed.
I like this noise.
So people moving. They're inside, a lot of people.
Yes.
I look very serious here.
my father working here more than 35 years ago.
Really? Oh, can you see? His father worked here 35 years. Ah, you see?
Proceed. Yeah. Move. Yeah. Thank
well.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll read some questions that were written from the public.
I thought you are Russian.
So I have some questions from the public that we propose the people to write down, and we have Stefano Fanti. Is Stefano Fanti here? Stefano Fanti asks, in your opinion, how visual art could change from now to 100 years? It's a big question.
You know, I'm sure it will change, but you should not look for the result in 100 years because it's a process. You cannot know it. And you have to work. Il faut toujours travailler, and then it changes.
Great, thank you. So if we can move towards
100 years.
Bisognerebbe avere un red card.
Una guardia.
Sì, esatto, io l'avevo chiesta la guardia che tenesse quale persona allontanare.
It's nice, this pelliccia. It's nice.
No, 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 però ci sono tante persone, quindi bisogna fare attenzione. Più in mezzo al pubblico di così non si può.
Ah, yeah? You liked it? Ok.
Scusate, come andate da qua, non si può passare da qua, per favore, grazie. Vi chiedo di mantenere la distanza, per favore, grazie. Scusate. Mantenete la distanza, per favore, grazie. Scusate.
Sì, teneteci un attimo.
Mantenete la distanza, per favore.
Ah, it will fall on this side. The tower will fall on this side.
Okay, so I have another question for Anselm. So in 2015, you transformed radically the space by adding 5 beautiful paintings. Sì, vi prego, vi prego di rispettare l'artista e il lavoro, perché siamo felicissimi di avervi qui, però. Ecco, if you had to further transform these spaces, what would you add or take away or take off or change?
They would give me the space?
To change it.
I would take out all and use it as my studio. The new works. It's clear.
It's a good idea. Maybe we could try
where
this.
Where my studio is, it's 20 meters only. And I wanted to build a studio, my studio, 30 meters, like here, because when I had the experience. But next to my house is a little airport, and they don't let me know, only 20, you know.
Terrible.
So if once you don't want to continue here, call me, I move in immediately.
Oh, that would be great, a honor. So now we read a question by somebody who has no name.
It's funny, all this little.
Which
it's
is
like you're eating chocolate all the time.
More or less.
So we read the question of Ljubicas Krepovic. What book is your favorite?
In all the books?
In all the books of the world.
So it's from Musil. Mann ohne Eigenschaften. I don't know if you know
Uomo senza qualità di Robert Musil.
Yeah. And the Ulysses from James Joyce.
E l'Ulisse di James Joyce.
So I tried very hard to read. I tried 3 times Finnegan's Wake. And I couldn't. Who do you?
I couldn't.
You couldn't either.
Well.
No, I have a book. On the left side it's English. On the right side German. But I couldn't.
It's a lot. Yeah. Well, it's a consolation that also Anselm Kiefer sometimes.
But you know what is interesting? A physician who is very important for the new physics, for the string theory. Mm-hmm. He named, you know, the very little elements, quarks. Mm-hmm. It's taken from Finnegan's Wake.
Wow.
It's funny, no? It was a very cultured physician who took it from there.
Well, I think it's very clear in your work that all disciplines are not separated.
Yeah, sure.
We build separation from knowledge because we are scared about how everything can be complex. But in your work, there is science, there is astronomy, there is geography, there is history, yeah. Mythology,
no,
poetry.
No, it's like the mythology. The mythology on the beginning gives the answer to the problems, to the questions of the world. But this answer has to be always new interpreted. Every century, there's a new interpretation. But the mythology has still the context. And now, you know, I was once in CERN. In CERN? You know where they do the...
CERN. Colliders. CERN, yes.
And there are thousands of scientists in the world. They are connected with this. So it's enormous how much people work on one question. Yeah.
Okay. So a question that I wanted to ask you is, when you added this painting, that last painting over there, the painting where there is this man...
Ah, yeah, the Rhine.
...looking at the Rhine, and I'm curious, what is he looking at, and what are the references I read? You refer to Pier Paolo Pasolini, Il Vangelo secondo Matteo, the man trying to walk in the water. What is your...
You know, the Rhine was always a very difficult river in Germany. It was the border between France and Germany. It was the reason for a lot of wars. So there are a lot of strange songs in Germany from the 20s, 30s. Der Rhein, Deutschlands Fluss, doch nicht Deutschlands Grenze. You know?
No.
the Rhine, a river of Germany, but not the border of Germany.
Ah, okay.
So very, very reactionary, you know? So the Rhine has a more immense meaning. And this painting has a rainbow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's quite ironic. I call it Deutsche Heilslinie. What is this? Deutsche Heilslinie.
La linea di salvezza della Germania.
Salvezza della Germania. So in the bottom are the bad ones, you know, Sege Jung, Heidegger, and all this. So, but it's ironic, you know. But, and then in the horizon is Feuerbach, and Engels and Marx, and so they are the good ones, you know. We know now. It's always relative, the good and the bad, you know.
But it's a relative one.
But this is, I liked it to do this. It's quite ironic, you know.
Yeah, it's.
I made it once. It was commissioned from the Louvre.
Ah.
And then I chose another one.
Okay, but it's beautiful here.
Okay.
And it completely actually changed the way we look at the seven heavenly palaces, because in the beginning, the idea, the entrance was on the other side, and the order of the towers were from that one to this.
Yeah.
And now it gives a completely different perspective.
But you know, there are different illusions in the towers. For example, this one has a boat.
Yeah.
So it could be the Ararat.
The
Sintflut. What is Sintflut in Italian?
L'Arca di Noè.
L'Arca di Noè.
Il diluvio universale.
Yeah. Sì. Or, for example, here is the
Poliedro
from Dürer, from the Melancholia.
Yeah.
So each tower has some illusion to something.
Yeah. It's full of symbols and significant. Andiamo un po' al centro.
Why he is afraid? Why?
No, we are not afraid. No,
he's afraid. You can touch the tower.
Yeah, sure. No, we want to touch the tower.
You can even go up.
Grazie.
Okay. What happens now?
Signora, però.
Ma continua a spingermi.
Signora.
Poi non si muove. Now I want to pose you a question regarding this painting. This painting that show deserts with seeds that most likely won't ever generate any life because they fall into this desertic.
No. The desert is full of life.
Okay.
You need a little bit of water and it explodes.
Mm-hmm.
All is invested in the desert, you know. We have everywhere life. We have even life in the glaciers.
Yeah.
No, and when once our world will not be habitable once because of a catastrophe like Chernobyl or so, then there are little microbes in the glacier. They will start a new evolution. So a desert is full of possibilities.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you when you painted this series of painting. Did you think about this, you know, ecological disaster crisis we're in, the Anthropocene era?
I follow this, and it's it would be so easy to change it, you know, because we have the possibility, you know, we have the technique today to change all. But it's difficult to change because politicians depend from the people, you know,
and consensus.
And there is a problem, you know. We could change it, but you know, I think we look also too anthropocentric.
Yeah.
Because life will go on, you know, that's sure. I don't say with this we should not take care, we should take care. But life will go on and we are a step in the development of life and for the next billions of years.
Okay, yeah. And do you think art might have a role in you know, bringing a little bit more of knowledge of this into the public, into society?
Yes, but artists cannot act politically direct. Yes, artist has to be in the middle of the time. They have to do the information, and what then comes out, it's not, they do a program, you know, they are not politicians, so they will change the world, but not in a direct way.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so maybe we can ask you a couple of more questions and then we're done. Well, you said this in Brera, but for the people who were not in Brera this morning, Giacomo Cazzaro asked, what advice would you give to young students in the field of art? I think it was very interesting and it's worth sharing with our public.
They should not look first at the art market. That's all nonsense. They should not look on the ranking lists, you know, because that's for today. It can be in 10 years completely different. They should start, but not fixed on a result. You know, it's important to start, for example, with one thing, with a portrait or if a tree or something, and look at it and redo it in a way, and to take out all what they think it should be. It's a kind of meditation then.
Oh, great. Well, I think now,
if there is,
we already wrote that, yes. So
thank you
very much.
If you want, you can ask some. But it's difficult, they don't have a microphone, no?
It's here.
You throw it in the air. And look at it.
We can select and pick a couple of questions if someone has a question.
Just a couple of questions?
Just a couple of questions.
Okay, please, use the microphone.
I think it should work. Let's try.
Okay, thank you. I read that at the beginning, in the first project, the towers were you intended to let them go on and fall down in case. Is it true or not that the first project was intended to let them have their life?
No, in Barjac, where my studio in Barjac in south of France, sometimes I let fall down. I take a big machine and
throw down
it's wonderful to see this, you know, because first the tower reflects. You know, it's very slow. It hesitates. And then when it falls really. It is a wonderful moment. But here, you know, you had an earthquake here, nothing fall down, you know?
That's true.
They never fall down.
No, they don't fall down.
They're very safe.
It's fine. They're very safe.
Huh?
Neither at the beginning. So you.
No, it was never supposed to let it fall down because there are people, you know?
Another question.
It's dangerous.
Good evening, maestro. It's a great honor to be here in front of you. I'd like to ask you the first perception for us when we come here, it's really intimidating. I'd like to understand what was your purpose towards people, if we could have some hope when we leave, or it's just your willingness to leave us without any answer. Really,
push down. So about intimidating, you know? So I always people critics tell me ich überwältige. What heißt denn überwältigen auf it? They overwhelm people, you know? But I'm all the time overwhelmed when I see a sonata of Beethoven or a wonderful poem of Celan. I am overwhelmed, you know? And if I'm no more overwhelmed, then they can put me in the grave, you know? We have to be overwhelmed. And if you are overwhelmed, it's a good sign.
Yes, intimidated, overwhelmed.
No, it's a wrong word. You are not intimidated, you are overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So this is your legacy, to leave us overwhelmed.
No, it's not my first thing, but if I do something, and I do it, I don't do it alone. I have predecessors, I have colleagues, I have in the history, I don't do it alone. But when I'm surprised, then I'm overwhelmed. Not by my work, but you know, this is not me alone. It's a history too.
Yes, okay, I catch.
But I let you overwhelmed. I let you.
Okay,
it's a good start.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you very much. Thank you.
There's another question.
I think only the women are courageous in Italy.
It's true. It's not switch on. Marco, it's not switch on.
Bis Becker deve comandare, probabilmente l'ha disattivato. Ha acceso, adesso è acceso. Dovrebbe essere acceso.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Yes.
I was wondering.
You are not in the whole room. You cannot intimidate the others.
Okay, I'll try. I was wondering if you, growing up during the Second World War, has contributed in any shape or form to your fascination with ruins, of whether it's the material that you often go back to.
Okay. No, I was born during the war. And when I was born in the cellar of the hospital, the house of my parents was bombed. And so I had a good start. And so, you know, I don't hate ruins. They don't intimidate me. It's the beginning of something new. And when I see old photos, old films about Germany and all the towns fell down, I find them the most beautiful things, much beautiful what came later then, sometimes.
Very well. I think that.
Okay. Okay,
could
I have
top.
I have a question as well.
Okay.
We'll have
you
to
see,
make the
only,
last
only,
women.
Only women. I like
yes,
this. I like this.
I'm really honored to be here.
No, I look
course.
At her, not at you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to know one thing from you. When I make art sometimes, and when artists make art, they usually feel frustrated, because art is agony, art is disease, art is chaos. Do you also feel, do you also have this atmosphere, do you also feel anxious or frustrated when you start doing art?
I feel, I feel angry very often because I'm not content what I do very often. And but it's normal, you know. It's a fight.
Yes, it's a fight.
In our head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if there's no fight, then it something is wrong. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
One more question on others.
Yeah.
Okay.
You tell a question concerning.
No, no, it's okay. It's okay.
A question concerning why only women are asking questions.
I'm surprised, yeah?
So why do you think are only women asking questions? What makes the difference?
I have no idea. I never had this. Normally it was always mixed. But here in Milano, it's until now, it's only women, you know? And it's fantastic, you know?
That's very good.
Okay, so thank you, Anselm. Thank you, everybody. This was great. And now Anselm would sign a few copies of the catalogs, but we'll have to be very patient between it's just 10
I
minutes that we have.
No more. Up in your office.
No, it's now, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You are Russian too, no? No.
Okay, let's turn it off.
Dove vi mettete
giù? E c'è un tavolo.
Ah, I can take it out. First here.
Mute?
Okay. It still works. No?
Sì, but it's on mute. È un mute? Sì.
No, è anche staccare dopo.
Okay.
Per favore.
Ah,
lo stacca da. Sì, questo qua. Sì. Okay, lo stacca direttamente lui, non vi preoccupate.
Francesco. Ok, ci fate passare.
Per favore.